I'm a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You reek of scotch and cheesecake.
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey? The game is cold, but
it's crazy. In your face, Nancy Grace.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Everybody hate who we just call them fans, though.
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
How's it going? I think it's a lot less fun.
Boom, boom.
Bringing back the podcast coming in.
Boom, boom.
When there's no freestyle rapping.
What do you mean?
I think you missed the freestyle rapping.
I don't.
I think
miss
all
it.
Of our readers and listeners missed the freestyle.
I don't think the readers didn't get the freestyle.
The readers, they saw it, and I think that they were like it was more like a poem to them.
Yes.
And they appreciated that.
Spoken word.
We're a little bit artsy here on Pass the Gravy. It's
Trump's trying to get rid of the arts.
Yeah, I saw he was defunding whatever that
something
organization was. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's
it's
trying
not
to
even
get rid
of
something
of
that everybody likes all the time now.
He's going to save us $10 million, I think.
Hey.
Is how much
you know,
fund
he's
the
in
arts.
Charge now, guys.
He is in charge.
Well, no, not to everybody. Not
I
to
mean,
everybody.
He's not everybody's
He's not everybody's
president.
President.
Right. I love
it. I would say a large majority of people in the country he's not the president of, but I don't know who is.
Is he your president?
He's my president. Yeah. I usually go with the guy that's in office, so.
Right. I can't wear this hat anymore. I was going to do a podcast.
Yeah, Chris is wearing a top hat, literally.
With a Happy New Year hat.
A little out of date.
I don't know why you have an entire bag full
because,
of
them. Because it was left over from the new year.
Did you get those from BLT?
No, we had them and we didn't end up taking them too. To our New Year's party, but we had them nonetheless.
Yes, you're
so
prepared.
They're going to hang out for another New Year.
Till 2018?
Yeah. Like, New Year's stuff, there's like that. There's New Year's like blowers and whatnot, mm-hmm. and the hats, mm-hmm. and the glasses.
You need an occasion closet for all this stuff.
Yeah.
That's like, what you need.
Being in an apartment sucks.
Right? I don't have enough stuff. Well, I don't have enough. I don't need, because I don't have anything. But you have a lot of stuff.
I have too much.
You need
stuff.
Storage.
I need to downsize.
You should downsize. Or
less needs to be more.
Or upsize and get yourself a bigger apartment.
Do I look like I'm made out of,
I'm just
out of
saying,
money?
As soon as that
I look like I'm sitting
as soon
on
as
gold.
MeUndies money comes in.
That very little amount of MeUndies.
These start clicking through the Amazon banner.
Hey, guys. Amazon banner, pastgreenpod.com. Make sure you hit it up. So, yeah, man. We hung out a little bit over the weekend.
We did. We saw, God, not a great football game.
Not anywhere near a great.
We got some good
game.
Food though.
Yeah, we did.
I think our food choice changed at least 3 times.
Yeah, yeah. I would say so.
Our original plan and what we actually got. Well, but I think I was happy with our.
Where we ultimately decision. Ended up.
Absolutely.
I would say we should probably just get right into
checking your
to where you've been. Oh, I thought I got a text. It's my Apple Watch because I can see my.
Alex
texts.
Has been very obsessed with his Apple Watch.
I have day. Been. I've
He's been
you know,
telling me about all his steps and calories and. Because I totally care about that kind.
Yeah,
of
I know you do, man. Yeah. That's why I want to keep you informed. But why don't we get off?
Yeah,
why don't we get
do
going with where you've been?
Hey, you, where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been? Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you gone?
Where you gone?
Since you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
Yes, so we were hanging out over the weekend. We hung out on Sunday.
Sunday. Yes. We watched the NFC Championship together.
NFC Championship blowout.
We,
I wouldn't really
oh,
call
yeah.
It a
we
game.
Watched it with everybody else, dude.
Yeah, we watched
on,
it with
we
you
on,
fools.
We're on Facebook.
Hopefully, we can get one more of those at least. You want to do the Pro Bowl? I'm
do,
just kidding. We're
we
not gonna,
could do the Pro Bowl
we're not
and just
do
make
the
fun
Pro
of it the entire time.
We're not going to do the Pro Bowl.
Well, it's not just the Pro Bowl, it's the
skills
it's the
challenge.
Skills challenge. And I like that. That's going
to
be good.
You're going to have two players fight to the death.
Exactly. That's what it should be.
Fight to the death.
Well, not, they're going to have four ultimately. They're going to have two black players and two white players. It's unfair to have the.
What they should do, I think.
What's that?
And this would be better than any Pro Bowl activity you could do.
Tug of war?
All right. You get the Cleveland Browns. You put the Cleveland Browns, the entire team, and they get to pick everybody on a Pro Bowl roster. You get to pick one person, but it's got to be your position.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like. Robert Griffin III could pick Dak Prescott because he's there.
Mm-hmm.
They fight. Winner is not on the Browns.
Wow.
loser.
I don't think...
Like, do you know? You're going to fight and claw your way to a victory if you're like, fuck, I'm not playing on the Browns. And you're like, how funny would that be? It's like, and Dak Prescott's a Browns player now.
But at a certain
point,
you could have it to where, okay, Dak went to the Browns. Looks like Zeke is going to the Browns, too. Oh, man.
Maybe they put the last place team, the team with the first draft pick. It's like, you could either have that, or you could have the first draft pick.
At a certain point, you're going to have a turning point where you want to be on the Browns, because all the good players are getting their ass.
Right. So, but then, like, the next year, it's totally different.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That'd
be
interesting.
The league would be ever-changing.
Ever-changing.
Just an idea. Just spitballing out there. I'm just saying. The Browns need somebody good on their team, and nobody seems to want
to
go there.
We need something to spice up the NFL.
How funny. Like, Joe Thomas could probably take out a couple of linemen.
Probably.
He could probably beat down Doug Free. And Doug Free's a Brown now.
Brown.
And you guys got Joe
Thomas. And we're the better for it.
I mean, I think it would encourage some healthy competition.
Absolutely.
Right there.
You wouldn't want the Browns to be so awful.
You wouldn't.
If you were on the Browns, you wouldn't want to be so awful.
They're picking first, right?
Yeah. Why wouldn't they? They won one game. Maybe the Rams?
49ers?
Oh, the 49ers.
I think the 49ers won two games, though.
They did.
I don't know.
Rams won more than one. So, yeah, I think it is the... I just think that the Browns, for some reason, in the power rankings, weren't at the very bottom. I think the Chargers and the Rams
And they
weren't.
Kept their coach who
and
won.
They kept their coach.
They won one game. And they kept him.
Who did they lose? Oh, yeah, they lost. They won. They beat the Chargers. Such an awful organization.
Ugh.
No wonder Phillip Rivers is
good
like,
thing
yeah,
they're
I don't
out
think
at
I'm gonna
San Diego.
I don't think I'm going to stick around. Why? You don't want to move to L.A.?
I think
yeah,
that,
that's it. I just don't want to move to L.A. It's not that I don't want to be associated with your awful team.
That loss was the one. Yeah, that's his out.
That's his out.
Oh, you don't want to move to L.A. where there's just bitches everywhere?
Nope.
It's not like the exact same as San Diego,
exactly.
Just more people.
Whatever, though.
You and your 19 kids, Phillip Rivers.
Does he have... Oh, yeah.
He has so many
kids. What a weirdo. What a weirdo.
I think it's one of those weird religions where like you're supposed to have a lot.
Mormon? Or Muslim?
Is that, I think, Mormon?
Yeah.
Well, you have so many kids that you can run the farm.
Yes. Yes. Churn the butter.
I think he might just want to have 9 so he can have, like, he can field a full baseball team.
Probably.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. Absolutely.
The Rivers. That's just the name of
the team. What would their mascot be?
Philip.
Just a river?
Just Philip.
Oh, just Philip.
A bolo tie. There you go.
Is Philip in your top 10? We're doing top 10 quarterbacks.
Yeah, okay,
of all time,
so we were talking about it last week. It started with an argument, Troy Aikman being a top 5 quarterback. I said,
no way.
No,
I don't think he's top 5.
You said top 5 last week,
did
though.
I say top
I said,
five?
No way. And
no.
I said, top 10. And then you were kind of like, okay, all right, maybe a top 10 discussion would be better. And so we were like, well, there's no games next week. Why don't we use this during the following the NFC-AFC Championship week?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have compiled both of our own lists of top 10 quarterbacks of all time of the Super Bowl era,
mm-hmm.
We decided. And
yeah, I don't like that.
We loosely
Super
decided
Bowl
Super
area.
Bowl era
stipulation.
Yeah, Chris has some.
I
some
think it should be like
tiffs
because you. I know you. I saw some of your list, and then there's Johnny Unitas on your list.
Johnny Unitas, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I didn't throw Otto Graham in there.
Yeah,
I didn't throw Y.A. Tittle in there.
Did you throw Fran Tarkenton in there?
Fran Tarkenton was Super Bowl era.
Oh my God,
he was the original scrambling
See,
quarterback. Alex he changed the game. People would. People,
I
they didn't have running quarterbacks
I just think
before
it's,
him.
I think it's difficult to compare some of these guys to some of those guys, some of these guys that are playing today, because I think it's an entirely different game. There are rules that weren't in place that are in place now. It's just an entirely different game. They were laying people out with their arms, clothesline style. They were, you know, they weren't throwing the ball as much, so their records could look a little bit better.
They were all concussed, and they didn't care. They didn't bitch about it.
Oh, I'm
they
not
just
saying
got
that
right
they
back
weren't
up and
tough.
Play.
I'm not saying they weren't tough. Of course they were tough, but whatever, we'll get into that.
They had to wash their own jerseys back
We'll get
the
into
day.
That.
They walked
so, yeah,
to the stadium.
Alex and I think at first, so we got Alex the other day, I talked to y'all about this, that he sent me that picture of the crawfish. And you know,
the crawdaddies.
I got half a boner, and so I've been thinking about that ever since.
So we were going to get crawfish.
So we were going to go get crawfish. That was our original plan. And then something changed. I don't know why, but we just decided to get barbecue instead. Barbecue is delicious. On our way to the barbecue place, though, we passed Wingstop, so we got ourselves some...
But we're going to watch football.
Right.
It's easier to eat
right.
easier to eat wings than barbecue during
mm-hmm.
football.
Alex chose the boneless. I chose the bone-in.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you just get more meat, and it's
know.
Less work. It's less work.
I don't like...
It's not the same experience,
work,
and I will give you the fact
to,
that the
you'll
real
go
wings...
Crawfish is nothing but work.
Yeah, but...
Like, if you're to work, you're complaining about... Like, I don't...
I feel like I get more meat.
Okay.
I don't have to deal with
I
bone.
I think I get better meat when it's on a bone.
I understand that, and I could agree
and
with that, certainly, but...
And it's just, it's like chicken nuggets, basically.
just it seems like less work okay. when I'm eating wings. Okay. And at that point, I felt like less work. We got the big ass thing of ranch. Wingstop has some of the best ranch. They do have the best French fries.
Alex, you said that last time. I thought you were joking when you said they have some of the best ranch.
They do.
How do you? And, I don't know what ranch. Like, if you gave me the ranch challenge,
I don't really either. I just know that I love Wingstop's ranch.
And we had a discussion about
the Wingstop French fries.
A little soggy.
May turn a lot of people off.
I like that.
They're my second favorite French fry of all time. At first, it's a place in Maryland called Thrasher's French Fries. All they do is French fries. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people know about it, but I don't really include that in like fast food French fries, even though they are pretty much fast food. Locally, and I guess nationwide, I think Wingstop has the best French fries out of any.
I wouldn't say that. I'd say that McDonald's, because they're just...
I like the sogginess of the Wingstop. You can't reheat... I guess you can't reheat fries anyways.
You can't reheat fries anyways. But
that's just what sucks, because you always get the wings. You get a lot of wings, and you want to eat all the fries, but you don't always usually eat all the fries. This time we did. Mm-hmm. We ate two whole things of fries.
We got 40 wings.
Yeah.
We weren't messing around.
We didn't eat them all.
We didn't eat them. Well, we had some extras for dinner.
Yeah, we had some the next day. But
they were delicious.
They were pretty great.
The game wasn't that great, though.
Better than the game.
So we watched the Packers and the Falcons.
We live streamed it for you guys.
So right before the game started, Alex is saying, me and Alex were both saying, it's going to be close. I think Alex predicted like 38-35 or something like that. No, not even a little bit. We saw Matt Ryan just march down that field.
Yeah, it was...
He didn't stop.
It was a bit of a blowout.
Aaron Rodgers and the Packers were just playing sloppy football. A lot of drop balls.
yeah, it was 44-21.
A fumble by Ripkowski.
No grit on that play.
I mean, it was 27-0 for the longest, right?
Yeah, it was just like every time Green Bay would come down the field, they'd score, and you're like, all right, this is where Rodgers and co. gets it together. Right. The defense is going to make some stops. Nope. Now Atlanta just marched down the field and scored again, and they erased that, and they took 10 minutes off the clock.
I was just like, why couldn't the Packers? And, you know, Mason Crosby, who knocked in two back-to-back 50-plus yard field goals the week before, misses a 40-yard field goal to open up their drive. Mm-hmm. It was just sloppy football. I don't know why they couldn't play like that last week.
Because everybody wants to beat the Cowboys, buddy.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Everybody comes to play against the Cowboys.
God almighty, the Cowboys should be going to the Super Bowl.
They should not. They couldn't beat the Packers. You think they would have beaten the Falcons?
They were robbed.
You think they would have beaten the Falcons? The Falcons would have lit them up. They would have done the same thing.
You don't know that.
Oh, really? Like, you guys were bested by Aaron Rodgers, who played just about as accurately as your quarterback did?
No, sir. No, sir. Dallas' defense is better than Packers' defense. Packers' defense is awful. And you know that. Dallas' defense isn't...
I don't think they stopped Matt Ryan.
What?
I don't think they would have stopped Matt Ryan. I don't think they would have stopped Devontae Freeman. I don't think they would have stopped Tevin Coleman. I don't think they would have stopped. They have nobody that could contain Julio. Nobody could have contained Julio Jones.
The Falcons wouldn't have scored 40 points on the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I don't think they would have. And if they had, then the Cowboys wouldn't have been 20 points behind.
How many points did the Packers score?
I think Dak could. What's that?
How many? The Packers scored 34?
Against the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so that's almost 40 points.
Okay.
The Falcons would have easily scored 40 points against you guys.
I think the Cowboys would have put up a better fight. It would have definitely been a closer game than 44-21.
I don't know. Maybe if you had beaten the team last week, you would have gotten to see.
This conversation,
you
would have gotten to see.
I hate arguments. Like, the Cowboys would have been in the Super Bowl if we had only beaten the team we didn't beat.
I know.
And if the Giants had beaten the Packers and then the Cowboys and then the Falcons, they'd be in the Super Bowl too.
Well, I agree with all that. I hate those kinds of conversations and those kinds of statements, but this statement is definitely true. The Cowboys would have beaten the Giants in week one had Terrence Williams gotten out of bounds.
I guess we'll never know, will we? I guess we'll never know.
Where else have you been?
I've been working out a little bit.
Yeah.
Getting my calves burned.
Getting the calves burned.
Keeping up with the Apple Watch.
Alex is addicted.
I think I'm going to go and get a gym membership. I pulled a groin.
Pulled a groin.
Not fun.
No.
Not fun. That'll be, we'll talk about that later. But, okay. So I've been trying to figure out alternative
ways. What are you trying
to
do at the gym? That you
trying
could?
To swim. Trying That's to swim.
Dude,
it's
I
less,
tell everybody. So I was on swim team when I was in junior high and high school for a little bit. Swimming is the best exercise.
It's full body.
You're working every single muscle in your body. And it's the best.
And if you pretend hard enough, it's like you're in space.
Exactly.
That's how I like to think of it. I close my eyes and I just like swim. I just swim, baby, and I'm in space.
Yeah, man. If you get that, the only, you just need to know how to do breaststroke and freestyle. If you can
freestyle mostly.
Yeah, freestyle mostly, but if you want to get that chest Oh, dude, you can get your chest poking out like a motherfucker.
Jacked.
You get jacked if you do that breaststroke. But anyways, yeah, we were talking about joining a gym earlier. I pass 24 Hour Fitness every day.
I as well.
On Richmond. I think
this
you
one on
pass
San
one on San
Felipe.
Felipe. It's pronounced Felipe.
Felipe.
Okay.
I think it's Felipe. Shut the fuck up, Jessica.
Yeah, it just sucks because we have apartments that have pools, but it's fucking wintertime.
And mine's a heated pool, actually.
Is it really?
But they don't always have it on, so that it's blows. Like a crapshoot of, huh. Like, I can't just pick and choose. They don't tell us which days.
Yeah, I don't swim enough, Alex.
I don't.
I used to swim all the time. I used to go to LA Fitness and just for the gym and the steam room.
Steam room's nice.
Steam room
That's
is
what
nice.
I would definitely
You know what
use.
I want to get into? I kind of want to get into racquetball.
Dude, we could get into some racquetball.
Do they have a racquetball? What are they called?
I would assume a racquetball court.
There you go. Do they have one
Dude,
of those?
Let's get racquetball.
You want to get into
let's
racquetball?
Let's get into racquetball.
I think we should get
Rackets
into racquetball.
Rackets are like $20.
Yeah. You get the ball.
The balls are like 10.
You get the fancy shorts.
You don't even use your regular shorts.
I think you need goggles for some reason.
Yeah, because if you take a rubber ball to the eye, dude, those, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. But goggles
Let's get
are
into
like, what, $5?
That should be, yeah, we're going to do that.
That'll be our where you've been in the next couple weeks.
Next few weeks, probably, yeah.
All right.
Anyways.
Also been, Emma had The Bachelor on yesterday. Now, in this day and age of sexism being what everybody's pointing out.
Yes.
I had a few things I'd like to point out. Would you say that it would be, you know, like that women would be anti having to put out on a date with a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's like 25 bitches in this house. Okay. So he gets to pick like a couple of single, like one-on-one dates and the rest of them are all like, oh, it's a group date. And they were in fucking Wisconsin because he's from Wisconsin. So it's like, it's all about me. You girls, we get to go work out in the barn. And so the girls in the group date were like, what the fuck is this
kinda
shit?
Subjective.
Okay, I'm just saying, it's weird.
Yeah.
And then the other three girls that he took on, like, the individual date, or two or three girls he took, he made out with them all.
Of course.
And I was like, of course he did.
Of course.
But those girls had to, because you're, like, that early in the competition. You don't make out with them. You're not getting a rose.
It's just weird that they're all... It's a show about these chicks trying to just whoring themselves out for this one guy.
Well, and they all keep talking about, like, I just don't think that you're someone that could, like... Like,
I don't see how feminists
you're just
don't
not
march
somebody
that.
That should be in like a relationship right now. Like, you just don't seem like your relationship material. And it's like, okay, says the girl that went on a reality show because she couldn't find anybody so she could get married. And the thing, the guy's been on The Bachelor, like, this is his fourth time being on The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
What the fuck? You don't get to recycle like that?
Recycle. Well, I mean, hell, if ratings are a certain point and this one guy brings your ratings, bring him back. You know?
Like, it was one of those where it was so bad that I couldn't stop watching.
Don't do that, because you're gonna end up watching that.
I don't have time to commit to The Bachelor on a regular basis. But when it was on, I was like, "What is going on? Like, there's so much drama." I think they drink the entire time they're in the house because they always have glasses of wine or cups, and they always are
that's
bickering.
How all those reality shows. You didn't watch
I get it,
Flavor of Love, did you?
No.
Yeah, man. That's
they
all
just
they
want
are.
Them to get drunk so they have drama.
Pretty
I
much.
Feel like.
Pretty much. I used to watch Flavor of Love. That was the shit.
But I would say that The Bachelor's a little like, it's a little rapey vibe.
It's a little
rapey where you gotta kind of put out on the date or you're not getting
a
rose.
I honestly don't know how there's not like a mission. I mean, today's society, there's always something.
Because all the women that were marching on Saturday were fucking watching The Bachelor.
There's always somebody trying to put a stop to something, and I imagine that would be on top of
somebody's. Well, all those women that watch it march.
I guess.
So like, they don't want to take away the thing they like.
Yeah.
And then I guess they have The Bachelorette. Which is like the female version of that, but I've never watched that. I would assume that it's way less dramatic.
Howard Stern loves The Bachelor. That's like he devotes segments to just.
It's kind of funny.
People like it. Like there are Bachelor fantasy leagues.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Crazy.
You had a survivor pool and everything.
Yeah.
I think like the Big Brother pool we did. Maybe we got to do a Bachelor pool next time.
No, Alex. You're
not
going to get me watching more gay ass reality shows.
Whoa. You like Big Brother.
I did like Big Brother. And I'm not. I don't. Whatever. Let's move on from this conversation.
All right. Where have you been, buddy?
Well, you know, just hanging out with you, watching some foosball, watching the inauguration on Friday. Did you? No, yeah, I know you didn't watch because I went up to you at work while it was on and said, oh, you're not watching. He had no interest. It's history, man. It's
what? Like, we knew he was going to be president and now he's president?
Yeah. Honestly, I kind of watched because I was expecting some crazy shit to happen. I was expecting lots of protest and just.
Well, they did that.
Well, they did, but I was expecting a little bit more, to be honest. I thought people were just going to be like acting like children and just go crazy.
I watched a tad bit when I got home,
yeah.
But not much, like probably less than 30 minutes.
It was on all the fucking day.
Yeah, and it was just like there was a certain point when there was nothing else on TV. But
right. And there was a funny moment where I think I may have told you this. I was at the car wash, and this young guy, or this old guy. So there's about five of us waiting on our cars inside, and we're watching the parade of Donald Trump and everything, and all his kids and all that. And there's this old guy, and he's with all of us. Everybody else is kind of young like me. And he's telling us, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I was at the inauguration in 04. And if you look really closely, you can see all the sharpshooters, and you can see all this. And he's like breaking everything down. He's like, see those guys, the only guys that work there, those are the guys that are in the media. Like, he's like, I'm Mr. Know-It-All, and I'm telling all you young guys how this inauguration thing really works. And I know more than you guys, which is the vibe that I got from him. And
that's a good vibe to get right off the bat.
He was kind of dicky. He was very dicky with his know-it-all kind of attitude.
Those are my favorite.
He was very preachy with his...
Cool. I'm not going to say shit, and I'm going to let you lead. Let's go.
I had to say something at some point. So anyways, so we're watching the parade.
But you let him walk down that... You like let him walk themselves on the plank, and you're like, hey, bitch, what?
Exactly.
What?
I let him set himself up and establish himself as the know-it-all. So anyways... We're watching the parade, and we're watching just the raw footage, right? No commentators or nothing. We're just watching Donald Trump, Melania, and Barron walking down the parade line. And I'm looking at Barron, I'm like, man, that kid's 10 years old. He's tall as shit, man, because he's about as tall as Donald and Melania. And I say that, and I'll say everybody, I'm like, man, that kid, 10 years old, tall as hell. And Mr. Know-It-All guy pipes in, first of all, son, he's only 13, and if you'll notice, he's about two steps in front of them, so he may look a little taller than Donald Trump. So I'm like, all right, whatever. But it was so perfect. It was so perfect because just as he finished that sentence, 2 seconds later, the commentators come back on, and the first thing they talk about is how tall this 10-year-old kid is. And I'm like, oh, and everybody kind of looks at me and smiles because, oh, you just proved this asshole wrong without saying anything. And I could tell this guy's like, he felt like such a small person that he got told off by this, 22-year-old minority. Yeah, most minorities, we know our shit. Anyways, that was just a funny little moment I had. Where else have I been?
See, what was crazy about it is they had everywhere that picture of this is Obama's inauguration, this is Trump's, yes. And no one's at that. And then somebody sent me a link, and it's one of those super pixelated pictures you can zoom as much as you want, mm-hmm. and it's of right when he's doing his speech.
There were a lot of people,
and when you look back, you're like that. They obviously took the picture that said he had no one at it,
right? Where they took pictures 4 hours later.
Yeah. But
what I was thinking,
it's just crazy how they can just misconstrue whatever they want. Like, no one showed up. You're like, nah, they did.
What I was thinking, though, is that Obama getting in, especially in 08.
He was the first black president.
Obviously,
there's going to be a fuck ton of people there.
It's history. That's, people aren't excited. And
white people didn't want to go to this one because they didn't want to be racist. Penned as racist.
Super liberal Washington, D.C. is not super excited. Is super excited about Donald Trump becoming president. So they're not going to show up. As many people who live in that area, in that metropolitan, they're not going to show up for...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So obviously there's going to be a little less people than the first black president.
Yeah.
I just thought that was stupid.
It was weird.
Yeah, it was very weird. But anyways...
Where else you been? That's it?
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a crazy little crazy day with the inauguration, and that then the day after that, and I guess we should get right into that because that fits into our newest segment that we've introduced mm-hmm. into the podcast. I believe this is our third time doing it. This is the comeback kid of the week.
It's the comeback kid.
Comeback kid
of the week, the comeback kid of the week, bitch.
I love it.
I like it too.
All right, I guess I'll start off the gate. I got a few. On the topic of Trump, I guess the day following the inauguration, we had the women's march. So women and marching, they're comeback kids of the week. Both women of them together. Women and marching. I like a good march every now and then.
Absolutely. And I like a woman's. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about the marches because last night, I was telling you earlier, I was watching this kind of documentary on advertising, and it was about the 70s. And they were focusing on the 70s, and they were showing all the women that were marching in the 70s. I was like, huh, those women were marching too, just like these women. And they were probably marching for something a little more important than just the fact that they just don't like this president, and they think that he's going to take away their abortion rights.
Or so, they could get, Facebook pictures to put
right.
up.
Right. Right. Did you watch any of that shit?
Yeah,
I just saw all the mess that they left.
Yeah. It's just like, we just leave signs? Yeah, we're just going to leave signs. We're feminists, not environmentalists
today. I give them credit for not, blowing shit up. they were peaceful as far as I can tell. There weren't any arrests or anything.
Women don't know how to work. Let's be honest. They know how to make sandwiches.
I thought
not
it was
bombs.
Ridiculous, man. I mean, some of the speeches that they gave, that Ashley Judd
make
cunt,
sandwiches,
oh
not bombs,
God.
Guys. Somebody tell that to Madonna.
Madonna. First, let's talk about Madonna, because I don't know. It shouldn't be... Like, do they honestly think Madonna's going to blow up the White House? They have to know that she's just a nutty bitch.
She should be investigated, I think. Just
should
as any
she?
Other citizen would be.
Okay.
Is she even in England? Like, is she American?
Yeah, of course.
I thought she has, like, a British accent.
No, she fakes that British accent.
Oh, really?
That British accent is... Yes, that's a joke. Oh, yeah.
That's even worse.
Uh-huh.
Well, then she's, like, trying to like, get all pepped up. Wasn't she say, like a virgin?
Did she say, like...
I don't know.
Oh, did she sing... Yeah, that's her song.
But she's all... But, like, Madonna's always been the, like, anti-everything. Like, I don't give a fuck what people think. Fuck this.
She's always been girl power, though.
Yeah, she has been. But she's always been like, fuck the establishment. Yeah. I don't care about this.
That's the Madonna I think we know, because... You know, now that she's
shut up and go
she's
away.
She's just some washed up, ugly ass, half naked.
And she can do whatever she wants. I don't really care.
Did Lena
Dunham go protest? I didn't see anything
I'm sure
with Lena
she
Dunham.
Did. I don't think anybody wanted to hear from her ugly ass.
Nobody really wanted to hear from Madonna, did they? But they did. They still did.
Oh man. Yeah. Comeback Kids of the Week.
So
the
like,
women.
They had some awesome signs they had, and I
like the ovaries before broveries.
Yeah, but what specifically? Like, I understand that...
Were they marching for?
Yeah.
I think...
Women's rights in general?
Just...
Because they have a lot.
They want to keep the rights that they have, is what they were saying, I think. They want to keep... Because their whole thing is that they think that Donald Trump is just going to take reverse Roe v. Wade. He's going to, you know, tax women out the ass for their tampons and stuff. For some reason, they think that we get our razors for free, or that we don't pay taxes on our razors... That we shave our faces with?
What?
Right? That's why you saw a lot of the signs that say, you know, men don't have to pay for razors, meaning taxes, but women have to pay for tampons, kind of thing. They think that we get our razors tax free. I don't know where that came from. I honestly don't.
Yeah, that's
weird, right?
That's an odd one.
It's an odd one. It's almost as odd as the. Fucking gap wage, 70% gap wage.
It's not real.
It's simply not real.
There happen to be more jobs that men have,
right?
That women don't choose to go after.
Exactly.
How many female mechanics do you see?
How many?
There's a huge wage gap in that
exactly.
that profession because there's no fucking women. I mean, there are obviously
yes.
women mechanics,
how many
but there's
surgeons?
Way less.
I mean, there are female surgeons, but there are a little more female surgeons than. Or, I'm sorry, there are more male surgeons than there are female surgeons.
Right, and when you take those numbers as a
whole,
thing, then
right.
yeah, you can make them look like that. But there's no real wage gap. You're not getting 9 cents out of my dollar.
No. God almighty. But anyways, so there was a march, and they were peaceful. They were whatever, I guess. They left a giant mess. There was
4.7
they
million.
They were spouting a bunch of nonsense.
4.7 million estimated.
People?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Ridiculous.
All over the country, I'm guessing.
Whole world. Fun fact. Chicago Cubs won the World Series.
Yep.
5 million.
5 million.
5 million in that park in Chicago. I'm just saying. Cubs won.
Cubs
women
won zero.
Zero.
Anyways.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Whoops. No, I mean, that's good that you should be able to protest. I'm all
yeah,
for that.
Absolutely.
I think there's a good way to go about protesting. There's a cunty way to go about protesting, and I think some of them went the cunty way.
I passed a protest
didn't.
On my way here. Actually, there was a protest down the street from my apartment on Memorial. I think they were protesting. Best I could tell, Trump's cabinet choices. They understood. They accepted the fact that he's the president. They just did not like the fact that he's electing, you know, Mad Dog Mattis and shit like that.
I mean, honestly, anybody named Mad Dog.
He's not named
I'm in.
Mad Dog.
Well, but like, he goes by Mad Dog?
He goes by Mad Dog?
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. Sold.
He's like the Secretary of Defense, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's let the Mad Dog guard it.
Exactly. Huh? The Mad Dog. He'll control our military.
Right? Like, come on.
Come on. We're all behind this guy? I love the memes and stuff. Man, if this guy runs for president, Mad Dog 2020. Yeah,
dude.
Mad Dog 2020.
Dude.
He's not, though. He's sold as shit. You never heard that?
No, it's so funny.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Mad Dog 2020.
So, yeah, women in marching. That's a comeback kid
of the
week.
I got one.
All right, what's yours?
So, to keep this presidential discussion alive, Sean Spicer, everybody. So, the reason I like every 4 years when we get a new president especially is because if you're ever interested in getting into politics, now is the time to do it because we just got a whole new cast of characters and pretty much it's not everything is starting over, but it's a good time if you want to start paying attention. So Sean Spicer, press secretary, does not
well, maybe if you had paid attention before, it wouldn't have gotten this bad, Chris.
Well,
I'm just saying what a lot of people
said. I understand.
Do you think if 4.7 million women had gone out and voted that
they would have won?
That maybe Trump wouldn't have won the election?
I'm sure 4.7 million women.
Like if every woman that was out there marching?
No. I think Trump won by a lot. He won a lot of states.
But like if all of the women, like there's probably not 100% of the people marching voted, wouldn't you say?
No, absolutely
not. So if they all did, would probably make a huge swing, I would say.
Probably.
It could.
Could. I don't know.
Continue what you were saying. I'm sorry.
Sean Spicer, not a fan of Dippin' Dots, Alex, because
saw this.
Years ago, I guess he was tweeting out some stuff about
for like Dippin' 5 years he's hated Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, he's not a fan, which I always like. I think it's funny when somebody just hates some random company.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's always a little funny, like, oh my God, you use Bounty paper towels? For goodness sakes, man.
Sean Spicer tweet from 2010, April 7th, 2010. Dippin' Dots is not, all caps, the ice cream of the future. All right.
Okay.
All right. Now we're 2011. I think I've said this before, but Dippin' Dots are not the ice cream of the future. All right. All right. I'll give you that. Then 2011, November 4th, they are filing for bankruptcy. Ice cream of the past. Dippin' Dots files for bankruptcy. Let's put a link there. Then 2015, this might be my favorite one. He says, if Dippin' Dots was truly the ice cream of the future, they would not have run out of vanilla. CC at Nationals. And it was the Washington Nationals, so he must have been at a game.
Yeah.
Okay. What the fuck, Washington Nationals? Why are you trying to get Dippin' Dots then if you don't like Dippin' Dots?
Aren't Dippin' Dots like the greatest, some of the greatest ice cream
ever?
Yeah,
dude.
It's fucking delicious, man. It's the best, I think. No, obviously Blue Bell is the best, but Dippin' Dots is maybe a close second.
Dippin' Dots is dope.
Dippin' Dots is great.
And when I was a little kid,
it's like
the Mall of America, when we would go, or Mall of Georgia, excuse me, when we would go there when I lived in Atlanta. It had Dippin' Dots, and that was the first time I ever saw Dippin' Dots. And every time we went, I was like, Mom,
Dippin' Dots.
Can we go Dippin' Dots? It's like we're eating alien food.
Right. The first time I saw Dippin' Dots was at NASA.
Yeah, it belongs at NASA. I bet that's what the astronauts eat.
Right, obviously. And then when I was a kid, my brother and my mother and a few of our friends would frequent a certain water park called Adventure Bay. And if you grew up on the southwest side of Houston, you heard of Adventure Bay. They sold the hell out of Dippin' Dots, and that was my childhood in the summer, was being at the water park eating Dippin' Dots. It was the best. And then I was thinking about that earlier, and I was just thinking about how gross water parks are in general. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a gigantic pool of piss, basically.
Pretty much. Just lots of E. coli around there.
Oh, it's nasty. But Adventure Bay, man, they had the Lazy River. They had water slide. It was great. They had the fucking
Lazy Piss River.
They had the, it was fucking Dippin' Dots, man. It was great. That was my childhood.
Dippin' Dots is awesome.
One of the dudes at work, I was talking to him about this earlier, the Dippin' Dots story, and he's like, yeah, man, when I was a kid, my family almost bought into Dippin' Dots and like became franchise owner of a Dippin'. Dude, I lost my mind. But he's like, but then they backed out. But they sent us like to incentivize that we do it. And he's like, yeah, they sent us a bunch of coolers with dry ice and Dippin' Dots, and we had Dippin' Dots for like a year.
That's awesome.
Oh, that'd be insane. I know. But Dippin' Dots, come back. Would you please? I think the only place you can get them is like the ballpark.
It's very finite.
Yeah, man.
Finite.
I hear
places.
You can get them at Buc-ee's. Which makes me want to go to Buc-ee's just for the Dippin' Dots.
I'm a little over Buc-ee's.
Are you?
Like, it's a nice gas station. Everybody makes a huge deal about it.
I think it's
and
great.
I don't,
I like it. I just like
now this. they're popping up everywhere too, which is like it's less special to me.
Well, they're making one.
Like
in
it's
Louisiana.
Nice when you're going when you're going on a road trip, you're like, oh, I'll stop at Buc-ee's, I gotta get gas. But like, everybody's like, let's go to Buc-ee's and get some Beaver Nuggets and get this and that and this and that. And like,
why do you gotta talk like that?
I don't know. That's just what I. That's like what the mom that like leads her like six children into a Buc-ee's seems like, that buys the wood sculptures they have there.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Who's buying wood cutouts of Indians at a Buc-ee's? Who's buying the Buc-ee's jewelry? We don't need jewelry at a gas station. We need gas. We need shitters. We need food. We're good.
Who goes to the convenience stores with a pocket knife?
I'm gonna get a pocket knife. Oh, this is a nice paintbrush. I'm gonna get that.
Or the hats.
An easel.
An easel. But I love Buc-ee's, man. I think it's great. And I like the story that the dude went into the dirty ass restroom with his daughter.
I mean, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I
appreciate
it. It's
nice taking a dump when you can stop at a Buc-ee's.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're getting a little oversaturated now.
Wow, that's one man's opinion.
That is. That is.
Is it an unpopular opinion?
Who knows?
Who knows? Anyways,
find out next week.
You got any more comeback kids?
Yeah, I got a couple more. Chris Hogan. My comeback kid, like, not
baby.
You, buddy. The white receiver for the Patriots. Oh. And if you watch the AFC Championship game, I don't know if you know this or not, but he played lacrosse formerly in college. They mentioned that about
20 times.
79 times at least, I would say. And it was like, did you know he played lacrosse?
Did you know he was passed up by so many teams?
Yes, I did. He's white.
Yeah, exactly. And he's a receiver, for goodness sake.
Come on.
Maybe if he was a fullback or long snapper.
Julian Edelman. Chris Hogan.
Yeah.
Wes Welker. He's not there anymore.
Drunk.
But still, grit.
Grit.
Patriots. Grit. Whole lot of grit. The grit iron.
They're going to win the Super Bowl?
That's what they should call Foxborough. I think they will.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It'll be a very good game. I'm interested to see how they defend Atlanta. I think Atlanta definitely has a shot. But, Chris Hogan's back. He had a big game for the Patriots in that game. And so he's a comeback kid of the week. And then my final comeback kid of the week, Mel Kiper.
Mel Kiper,
the draft analyst with ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
He's back now because, you know, it's getting the NFL season's coming to an end. So he's like, I have my mock draft, and these are my people. I know we are.
He does not
four
have
months
a
out.
Mock draft.
He has. He already put out his first mock draft
serious?
Last week.
Jesus.
Put out his first mock draft last week.
Oh, my God.
Mock drafts, to me, are the silliest thing in the world.
I
understand the purpose for them. I understand that they're talking points. But if you take mock drafts seriously, guys.
Stupid.
If your team's drafting 28th and you're looking at the mock draft like, well, this looks like we could get this guy. Fun fact, trades happen. Two trades happen and the mock draft's fucked. That's my favorite thing. Somebody trades with a third pick and it just ruins everybody.
You take sports more seriously than I do, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And it's like it's just entertainment for me kind of thing. But when I see the guys with the mock drafts and they just take it so seriously, this is work. I put so much work and hours and manpower into this. It's like, dude, take it easy. Like, take it down a notch. I get that it's your job and this is your well-being. Like, I get that, but I don't know, man. I always take note of the grown-ass man who takes his sport so goddamn serious. Like, they just revolve around
what's
his
awesome,
life,
though,
you know what I mean?
About Mel Kiper is that he literally invented the job. I'm going to be the guy that just talks about draft prospects.
Right.
Ugh. And I'll talk about draft prospects and who's going to go to what, and then pitch
nerds.
It to ESPN, like, we'll pay you to do that. That's cool. Then we'll go get Todd McShay so you guys can both do mock drafts and we can compete. It's
nerds.
Like, you have two draft analysts on ESPN. Why?
I don't know.
You don't need one, really. I mean, I understand, like, the amount of film those guys watch is ridiculous, and I'm not saying it's an easy job, but, like,
it can't be entertaining. It's got to take
He thought Ryan Leaf was going to be better than Peyton Manning. That was one of Mel Kiper's biggest blunders. Yeah. Ryan Leaf.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody had that debate. Everybody. You can't single back. I mean, that was a
but
debate.
Still.
I understand.
You really missed on that one.
You really missed on that one.
But that's the best part about being a mock draft guy, because then you fuck up your mock draft. No one cares. You're like, well, draft's over. Oh, well. We'll talk to you next year, Mel. And then you see him again in January, and that's it. So, Mel Kiper, comeback kid of the week also. And since we're doing that, we're going to talk some football. But before we do that, why don't we tell you guys about Kräftig Light and Kräftig Lager. If you watched our live stream, our Facebook live stream of the NFC Championship game, you would have seen me drinking some Kräftig Lights. Because it's American-owned and purity brewed, and that's what we like about it here at Pass the Gravy. Water, barley, yeast, and hops. When that's all that goes in, stronger flavor is all that comes out. Kräftig Light and Kräftig Lager are at parity with the leading premium plus beer brands. They have got pure, fuller flavor that appeals to a variety of taste palates. They're made with simply the best ingredients available to any brewer. Pure water, fine barley malt, premium brewer's yeast, and noble Halerto hops. No adjuncts like rice or corn to lower the cost or alter taste. There's no industrial enzymes to shorten the all-natural brewing cycle. Just an all-natural, all-malt brewing process that uses less to give you more of what you want, which is a stronger flavor. It's spelled K-R-A-F-T-I-G, pronounced Kreftig. Kreftig Light, Kreftig Lager, American-owned, purity brewed. Go out there and buy some, bitches. All right, let's talk a little football here, buddy.
All right, let's do this, man. I'm excited to do this. So this is what we're going to do.
I guess we did talk about the Patriots, Patriots, Falcons.
But let's, I think we should wait on our Super Bowl prediction until next week. We got to.
Okay, we'll hang back. Let's do we want to do this? This is a question I had for you. Some Super Bowl storylines that are going to get beat to death by the time the game's here. We have the 2 week lull.
I think we should hold off on the Super Bowl. We got an entire.
No, but I'm saying these are going to be beat to death by next week. Oh, like, we're going to talk about these all week.
Okay.
All right. Just what are some that you come to mind with you?
Oh, I have no idea. You put me on the spot. Well, obviously, I noticed that as soon as the Patriots game was over and they announced the Patriots are going to win, they immediately jumped on the fact Tom Brady is 6-0 against the Falcons, even though he played, you know, the first game against the Falcons 18 years ago or whatever it was. It's like, who cares what his record is against the Falcons? There were different Falcons teams that he played. I never understood.
I was just thinking more of like storylines.
I have no idea.
So like, you know, how many times are we going to have to hear about Deflategate again this week?
Oh, okay.
A lot, probably. You know, they overcame Deflategate. This says a lot about the team. You know, Tom Brady did serve that 4-game suspension. Tom Brady's suspension, Deflategate from 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Deflategate. I feel like we're going to have that. You got Scott Pioli up in the front office of the Falcons, ex-Patriots guy. I bet you're going to hear a lot about that. Michael Vick had all that happening. Falcons had to go and kind of change their whole future.
Right.
They had a Chris Redman year, and they were like, oh, shit, we got to get a quarterback. They got Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan was the fill-in after Vick was gone.
Was he really?
I mean, he was the guy they drafted because Vick had dogfighting happen. Wow. So, you know, we can talk about that a little bit. There's countless things I feel like we can talk about. Like, are the Patriots going to spygate on them? I don't know. Who knows? Does Arthur Blank really look like a Falcon?
Yes.
Is he really? I think so.
I think he definitely does.
No, those are some stuff I feel like you're going to hear a lot over the upcoming weeks.
Over the interim. Yes, I agree.
Don't give Belichick 2 weeks to prepare for anybody because he can write up any game plan. That's another one you're going to hear too.
Yeah.
Okay, but back to the point that we brought up. We were going to do. This is our big get for the week, I feel like. We had talked about Troy Aikman last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris said originally, top five. Then he said,
I've jumped the gun.
And I was maybe top 10. So we definitely were like, you know what? We're going to discuss it. We're going to put a list together.
He's definitely top 15. You would admit, right?
Top 15, yeah.
Okay.
Top 15, I'll put him in that. Top 15.
All right.
So why don't we get right to it then? We made our own list of our top 10 quarterbacks personally of all time. I picked mine in the Super Bowl era, so these guys had to be able to have played in a Super Bowl. Do you want to lead us off? Would you like me to lead us off? What's up?
I'll start with my. We'll do number by number. I'll give you my 10. You give me your 10.
Okay.
Or vice versa. What's your 10?
All right, my 10. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Roger Staubach.
Wow. That's Roger, my 10, too.
The Dodger Staubach.
I agree.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that is my 10.
Okay.
I didn't know you had him at 10. I didn't think he'd be on your list.
Well, no, I think he's pretty good. Pretty good back
Absolutely.
In the day.
Now, there was a little conversation before. Is he the greatest Cowboys quarterback of all time?
I would
say
so.
Yes.
I would definitely say
so. You say yes. I mean, obviously, his competition is Troy Aikman. I think Troy Aikman was insanely accurate.
Yeah, I believe
some
he was 62% completion percentage career.
Some of his
passes
to Michael Irvin were just insane. I get that Michael Irvin was a great receiver, but whatever. He also won 3 Super Bowls.
He did win 3 Super Bowls.
He had to deal with Barry Switzer that last year to win that last Super Bowl.
He didn't really have to deal with Barry Switzer.
Yeah,
he just had to play.
Dude, Barry Switzer was a goddamn joke. He was so pissed off at Barry Switzer. He hated
Barry
Switzer.
Yeah, but
he
pretty much ran the whole thing, you know what I'm saying?
He was kind of the head coach for that year. Anyways, what's your 9?
At 9, I got Terry Bradshaw.
Mm.
4-time Super Bowl winner. I think that he benefited a lot because of the talent around him as well. I think winning 4 Super Bowls, though, like, he obviously had a lot there. He was a very good quarterback. I don't think he was, like not top 5 because I think that he had, like, all of that talent there. He had that great defense to play with. So I'm going to put Bradshaw at number 9.
Got Steve Young.
Steve Young.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Young not in my top 10.
Not in your top 10 at all?
Not in my top 10. I actually had him at 11.
I was debating
on putting
him in because he lived, you know, Montana's shadow so long.
3-time Super Bowl champ, 2 times as Montana's backup, 1 time as the starter.
Yeah.
I feel like that I took away a little bit for that. Not saying he wasn't great, one of the greatest left-handed quarterbacks of all time, if not the greatest left-handed quarterback of all time, but just not in my books.
Okay.
Not in my books.
Go ahead. 8.
I got Johnny U. Johnny
Unitas. See, I got a problem with this, man. I don't like comparing the ancient guys who played. You could argue an entirely different game.
He did win a Super Bowl.
I understand he won a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
But okay, fine. That's fine. Johnny Unitas.
He was one of the greatest passing quarterbacks of all time.
If he were to play today,
I think he would. It's just because the offenses are different. I think he would be fine if you plugged him and his prime in this day and age. I think he would still be right there.
Okay.
I'm saying like that's how it was. Like he opened up the passing game. It used to be like a running first league, and he kind of turned it around.
Okay.
So I got Johnny Unitas in at number 8. What about you?
I got Drew Brees at number 8.
To be honest,
I'm changing it right now as I talk. I had Troy at number 8, but I don't give it away myself.
Third all-time in passing yards.
I know. But third he's won all-time. One Super Bowl.
And third all-time in passing touchdowns as well. One Super
Jesus,
Bowl.
He's got some stats.
Yeah, he's a stat machine.
He is a stat
He's
machine.
The highest completion percentage of all time.
And I guess he's a little sour in my mouth coming off this season. They just didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, if his season were to end today... Would he still be
on his career, you mean?
Yeah, if his career were to end today.
He's still top 10 to me.
Well, obviously he's still top 10, but he's still wherever he is. I'm guessing he's high in your
list. He's high up. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I think he belongs there. He's a top 10 quarterback.
Okay.
I mean, obviously some of it goes with the offense that he's in, but just when you put up that many numbers, you can't argue with it.
What's your 7?
I got Dan Marino
in
at 7. Okay. Not Drew Brees. Known for breaking most of Marino's passing records. And, you know, I think Marino was 5th in passing yards. He was 5th in passing touchdowns. And I think like 49th in completion percentage all time. So not quite Drew Brees stats, but pretty good. And for his day and age, I feel like back in the day when he was playing, he didn't win a Super Bowl, but one of the best arms of all time. Was a great guy at reading from the line. I think he was also one of the most accurate guys when he was throwing a ball in a tight spot.
Agreed. I got Troy Aikman on my list.
Troy Aikman at 7?
Obviously, for obvious reasons.
You have him, but do you have Staubach?
I do have Staubach. He was... See, man, I made this list kind of on the fly.
Where was Staubach?
He was number 10. And I know now... See, I'm regretting this list as I'm going through it.
So you're without a doubt saying that Aikman's a better,
Cowboys
quarterback than.
This is hard, man.
That's why we did it, dude.
I understand that. God, I wish I had more time to do this. I'm going to say that Troy Aikman is a better quarterback.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. I think he had more weapons. I just think it was a different day and age also.
It was definitely different. Yes, I'm definitely going to say that he's a better quarterback.
Okay. So that was 7?
Yeah, that was 7.
6, I got Drew Brees.
There you go. Drew Brees, like we said, he is a stat machine.
He's a stat machine, and for that, I'm going to give him that.
Number 6, I got old Marino, for obvious reasons.
Okay, yeah, that's good. I like that. So you have him ahead of
Brees. I got him ahead of
Brees. All right.
I got him ahead of Brees.
What is your logic in that?
Everything that you just said, Alex.
That he's ahead of Brees?
Oh, why is he ahead of Brees?
Yeah, because to me, he beat all of Brees' records. He's got a Super Bowl as well, so I feel like you have to put him.
It's hard to do. I mean, obviously, Brady's still playing, and you got to put him where he's at because he's just obviously the greatest. But like I was saying with Brees, if his career were to end today, he wouldn't be as great. I wouldn't remember him as being as great because he didn't do it as long. But Marino did it for a long time. You know what I mean?
He has done it for a while, though.
I know he's done it for a while. I did not put a whole lot of thought in this list.
Clearly. Good to know. All right.
I made my list and I put them. I don't know.
So 6 is Marino.
Yeah, 6 is Marino. All right. I stand by this list.
5, John Elway. John Elway, 5-time Super Bowl participant, 2-time Super Bowl winner. He won the final 2 of his career and then retired as a back-to-back Super Bowl champion. He beat the Packers and the Falcons. I think he's very deserving of it. He had the drive. He's gone to the front office and brought another Super Bowl home to Denver because of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? If Peyton and him, if Peyton is to take a front office job, he would be.
Would he take a front office job?
I think
Denver?
Peyton could take a front office
in
job
in Denver though, and not Indianapolis.
I thought it was Indy. I was hearing.
Oh, I don't know.
Peyton. I was hearing maybe connected to an Indy front office job.
That's what I'm saying.
But how crazy would that be? Was drafted by the Colts.
Uh-huh.
Elway was drafted by the Colts, then traded to the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton was released by the Colts, signed by the Broncos mm-hmm. and then retired mm-hmm. after winning a Super Bowl with the Broncos.
Yeah, same
went to
story.
The front office.
Same story.
It's pretty ridiculous.
It'd be cray. It'd
pretty,
be cray.
Pretty crazy
what
parallels
was that?
Right
number
there.
Number five? I got five. Bradshaw at five.
Terry Bradshaw. Okay. I mean, Terry Bradshaw is such a weird guy.
He had so many weapons,
know?
But he won four Super Bowls.
And so I, mean,
and
I can't argue
it.
With that.
Yeah, you can't
I can't argue.
Argue
with that at all. Number four for me, Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
John Madden's favorite player.
The old gunslinger.
Brett Favre, number two all-time in passing yards, two all-time in passing touchdowns. Not really great in his completion percentage. He threw a lot of picks. I believe he's number one all-time in interceptions thrown. But he was around forever. He threw touchdowns like a sumbitch. And there you go.
He did throw interceptions That's, like a sumbitch.
Yeah.
Number four, I got Elway.
Okay, makes sense.
Pretty much everything that you said. Plus, he went and got Peyton Manning. He gets a few extra points in my book for that.
Do you think you're going to count that as
yes.
best quarterback of all time? You're
yes.
going to include after?
Yes.
That had nothing to do with on the field. That had nothing to do with on the field.
I'd say he brought his expertise from the field and brought them to the office.
I'm not disagreeing with your ranking of him. I'm
Thank
disagreeing
you.
With your reasoning.
I'm
but.
Just saying.
Okay, so number three. Oh, I got okay. It's my turn. My bad.
Oh yeah.
Number three, I got Peyton Manning.
What?
Peyton Manning. I think you know he was another stat machine. He won one Super Bowl, went to four, and went to three. No, won two Super Bowls, went to four. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Was the oldest quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl. He was like the fact that he lived up to the hype that was Peyton Manning when he came out in the draft. I remember when he got drafted back in 1998. Just Peyton Manning. Best quarterback of all time, question mark? People were saying that. Was Peyton Manning or Ryan Leaf? Who could it be? Both of them were supposed to be like competing their whole careers for Super Bowls. Peyton lived up to the hype. And, I mean, he did exactly what everybody would have suspected. I think a lot of people were hoping he could bring on more Super Bowls. Obviously, Eli has just as many. But I think Peyton's one of the third best quarterback of all time. And, I mean, I understand he didn't perform well all the time in the postseason, but he won two Super Bowls and went to four, so that's pretty well. That's pretty good.
His last season, his head was almost detached from the rest of his
body. Yeah, and he was broken.
He was a broken
man. Hey, dude, he did what he had to do.
I also got him at three.
Okay, that's pretty fair. I feel like we might have the same. We might have the same. So, yeah, Peyton at number three.
Mm-hmm.
All right, obviously we know who the two are. It's going to be Montana or Brady. On the count of three.
Mm-hmm. Give our one.
Number two.
Give our number two.
Or no, just give our number one, and then we'll know.
All right.
One, two, three.
Tom Dak. What?
All right, and Chris has just invalidated his entire thing. But, yeah, no, I think we both had Brady at number one. He's gone to seven fucking Super Bowls, dude.
Yeah, that's
four
fucking
and
crazy.
Two. 4-2 all time
and
in those
if
Super Bowls.
At, like, he's been doing it since 2001.
With who? He had Randy Moss.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Wes Welker. You don't count with you don't
we
count
went through all
wide
of his
receivers, okay? You don't count those.
We went through all those receivers.
He's Deion Branch. He made Deion Branch Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
Just Tom Brady's a beast. He does it year in, year out. Every time you think he's done, he came back from the ACL. Fine. No problem ever since then. Unless he's playing the Giants in the Super Bowl, he's pretty unstoppable.
Did you see the meme of
the Falcons signing Eli Manning to a one-day contract?
Matt Ryan on the phone. Hey, Eli, what's your trick to beating the Patriots?
So,
anyway, you go.
Brady,
Troy Aikman did make my list.
I got Montana at number two. Montana has the four wins, the four Super Bowl trophies. I just think that Tom Brady, at what he's done now with the amount of people he's done, he never had a Jerry Rice.
Nope.
I think Tom Brady wins it.
Agreed.
I think you got great. Plus, I mean, we're watching the greatest coach and the greatest quarterback
absolutely.
Of all time.
Absolutely.
In our generation.
Absolutely.
It's like just in our generation, you got Brady, Manning, Favre. I'm not even going to count Elway, even though he was towards the beginning of my football watching career. You got Breeze. One, two, three. So four of my top six guys. Are people that I've grown up watching. So we've gotten in our generation, in our life, we've seen four of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. That's pretty insane.
I hope everybody appreciates this greatest one.
Is it possible that there could like ever be another golden age like this? I mean, it's very possible, I think.
Of course.
But like, do you think that'll happen where like you
all
got a Manning, a Brady?
I don't know. And there's a lot of young guys.
Manny
out
Brady,
there too.
A breeze right give now. Rodgers. Rodgers wasn't in my top 10.
Give Dak some time.
Rodgers is
give
right
some
outside.
Some of these young guys some time, and you know, they'll be up there too. They'll be making numbers too. So I think the future is bright for NFL quarterbacks. Is what I'm trying to say.
So Aikman, not a top 10 of mine.
Top 10.
Top
for me.
10 in yours.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Well, there we go, there guys. Go. That was our power rankings of our top 10 quarterbacks all time, huh?
I could tell people already want more of that.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. All right. Let us know who your top 10 are, guys, if you agree or disagree, at PassageAPod, at Alex J. Middleton, and at Chris Hogan, 82, on Twitter. Now, we got to tell you about our friends at MeUndies. Picture a world where putting on a new pair of underwear isn't just fresh, you're stepping into a better day. Think about it. Underwear is the first thing you put on and the last thing you take off every day. Why would you settle for anything less than the best feeling underwear on the planet? MeUndies' focus is solely on producing the most comfortable underwear that you've ever experienced. My friends at MeUndies send me a new pair every month, and now I can't imagine wearing anything else. It makes each and every day that much better. For the price of just two cocktails, MeUndies is going to deliver your favorite pair of underwear right to your doorstep. Better day guaranteed. Try them on, and if they're not the most comfortable, best feeling undies you've ever had, they'll refund you and let you keep your first pair for free. Included in the price is the sweet, 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 sweet touch of Modal, a special fabric made with the best in class raw materials that are scientifically proven to be 3 times softer than cotton. These uber cozy undies are sold exclusively on MeUndies websites, where you'll enjoy free shipping in the US and Canada. And for a limited time, everyone in our audience gets 20% off their first order by going to MeUndies.com/podcast with the MeUndies Better Day to guarantee. You have nothing to lose, so why would you wait any longer? Go to MeUndies.com/podcast right now for 20% off your first order. That's MeUndies.com/podcast. There you go. How about that? All right. It has come to the time in the podcast every week where we tell you, you know, what's... As the kids would say.
Not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool. Not cool. Not cool.
All right. You want to lead us off with your not cool?
Yeah, man. So I thought of this one last week, and then I experienced it on my way over here, and it reminded me of it, so it's fresh. Alex, people... I don't like when people are in the street, like when they're crossing the street, and they're so, like, devil may care. Like, people don't fear cars the way they should. On my way over here today, the lights are green, and I had literally had to stop on my brake and slow down because there was a guy who was crossing the street and just jaywalking, and I could have hit him. This is my thinking, because when I first got my license, I was always scared. Like, the thing that I was most scared of was that, for some reason, whatever reason, I would hit somebody, like a pedestrian, and kill them. Like, that was my biggest fear.
It now, happens, dude. I've done it twice.
Now, if I hit somebody, I don't feel like it's my fault if they're in the goddamn street. And this feeling, it started, you know, from my hatred of bike riders. Because, like,
yes.
You know, hitting a bike. Like, if I hit a goddamn person on a bike, I feel like it should always be their fault. And never mind, because they should not be in the street where 2,000-pound cars are. Do you know what I'm saying to you?
Mm-hmm.
People just don't care. They think like, oh, this car's not gonna hit me. No, you fucker, you should be scared that I'm gonna hit you. You should worry that I'm gonna hit you. You should not be in the street.
Right.
I don't like jaywalkers, Alex. I can't imagine living in New York City with all the people walking around there.
New York City jaywalking is way different than jaywalking in Houston, Texas, where like there aren't millions of people in the crosswalk.
I get that.
Like it's but fucking like the one person who thinks Houston he's bold. Jaywalk.
And literally, the light was green, man. And two of us, there was me and some other dude, we had to slow down and hit our brakes because this dumbass was crossing the street, and he shouldn't have been. People don't fear cars the way they should, Alex. That's what I'm trying to say.
You know what my two biggest fears are?
What's that?
Bullets and Lincoln Continentals.
Lincoln Continentals. Good. You should fear the cars.
I fear the car.
You should fear the car.
Fear the car, guys. Fear.
Bullets is another good fear. You're the car.
I remember like, in school, whenever you'd have to put your biggest fear, I always put bullets. And they're obviously. Like, that's not a good... I was like, what? Are you serious? Like, do you want to take some bullets?
So if a bullet was coming at you, you wouldn't be scared?
You're not scared of bullets? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Sorry, tough guy. Woohoo! Watch out! Watch out, Hardo!
I just wish people would...
No, that's a very good not cool, I think.
I think so. I mean, fucking get out of the road. Would you? Would you please?
Would you?
Would you?
Would you?
What's your not cool?
It's a very personal not cool. Uh-huh. Strained the old groin. Strained the groin.
How'd you do that? Oh, from
running. Well, so I went from not really exercising regularly at all to getting an Apple Watch, being like, let's go work out all the time.
Arlie Emery in that movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm. And just took it a little too. I didn't really ease into it. I was like, all right, first week back, I'll start running. I'm going to run 3 miles. I'm feeling good running 3 miles. I'm going to run 6 miles the next day. Just doing dumb shit like that. I was stretching. I've been stretching before and after, trying to take care. And I just, you know what? Back in the day, Alex could just do all that. I was right. Invincible.
Yep.
But when you get older, Chris.
I know.
You start falling apart.
No,
but you will one day.
You're old as dirt.
You will one day.
And I'm still young.
27 years old. I'm almost dead. I'm almost dead. I'm an old man now.
My best years are behind me.
It's all downhill from
here.
no, so I don't know exactly what it was that made it happen, but I think it was just overuse, and it was kind of getting sore. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ride the exercise bike, and I'll do one of those spin classes. Kicked my ass. Didn't help the groin at all. And it was like when I would like stand up, I could straight up just see like my left groin, like the left side of my leg, mm-hmm. of the inner part of my thigh was like way bigger than the other, like sticking out.
Right.
So it was bad. So I went and got a massage on it the other day. Groin massage. Awkward massage to request. Mm-hmm. Awkward massage to get. Mm-hmm. But not really awkward to get. The lady did a very good job. It's just a really super uncomfortable, painful massage, especially once it's pulled. Because like literally like when I'm sitting down, I can feel it. Yeah. When I move, I feel it. Like if I move my leg too far, I can like feel the pull.
What
it's
if
not
you
like
just ignore it.
I'm serious. I try. I try to.
You just can't. It's unbearable.
It's painful.
Yeah.
And so I've done the stretches. I got some ibuprofen to try and hope that it doesn't swell up as much. And yeah, dude. Like she was like putting her like finger. She had to put it like in my gooch where it like connects to your hip bone, basically.
Did you get a boner?
No, I didn't. But I was like, is this super awkward for you? Like,
were you worried?
Is
about
this
it?
The worst spot? Nah. No, because it hurt so bad that like there was no boner that was gonna happen.
I would have asked her like, "Hey, has anybody got?"
I didn't ask her that directly, but I was like, is this like the worst possible like massage I could have asked you to give me?" And she was like, "No, like you're okay about it. There's been a couple of guys that you know got a little excited."
Are you?
And I was like, "What would you do if you just had a boner?" And you're like, "Ah, no, I don't know. I don't know how I would have handled it, but I would assume she would be professional." Or you'd slip her $50, she'd jerk off until you finish, and then you're good.
Exactly.
But it was like she had like her like finger like right below my prostate. Like she was not in my asshole, but it felt like she could very
really?
Well be close. Like she,
oh my,
she
well,
could
so
be.
So you were naked?
No, I mean I had boxers on.
Oh, okay.
But like, everything but boxers, yeah. And it was just like she was just right in that area because that's how you had to like release, get all the tension and all the fascia to release, and that, and it was painful as shit. And it's just like a hard finger right there, and then right under like your hip bone. Basically, like, right on the side of your ass.
Wait till you turn 40 and you have to actually get a prostate exam.
They stick their dude. I mean, I know that. Maybe by the time we're 40, mm-hmm. that, like, we'll have had new technology, I feel like.
Probably.
But, that was not fun. And, I mean, it feels like it's better today. Like, it's improved. It's definitely not as tight as it was. But she's, I get what you just...
Go ahead.
No, it's not as tight as it was, but it's sore because she did so much work down there, and it's like bruised. I've got a bruised gooch,
bruised
groin.
Gooch.
Yeah. So don't pull your groin, kids.
Don't pull your groin.
You know, ease
get
into that
vegetables.
Workout. I think I'm gonna get a gym membership now, so I can go swimming because I need to go easy on that. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the groin is one of the hardest injuries to heal. And yeah, that's my not cool for the week, guys.
Let's get some answers in.
Yeah, you want to do that? But before that, why don't we tell you guys, if you're doing any shopping, we'd appreciate it greatly if you would go to the Amazon banner at PassiveBabyPod.com. It should already be bookmarked as your homepage, I would assume. PassiveBabyPod.com, that is. And, you know, you're buying anything. I bought some wireless headphones the other day, or some Bluetooth headphones the other day. That broke immediately after I opened them.
No.
But it wasn't like they were shitty. They were kind of shitty, but it was just like I spent as little money as I could on Amazon, and when I was holding it, I got it caught in something and the like little earbud popped off.
Oh,
ruined the whole headphone thing.
Damn it.
But I got those on the Amazon banner, went through pastthegravypod.com, clicked there. It took me one little click there. It didn't cost me any more. I just want to know that we got a little bit of traffic to their site, through our site. They give us a teeny tiny little kickback. We don't pocket any of that. We immediately turn that around, spend it on web hosting fees and server space. So if you're doing any shopping on Amazon, we beg you, please use the Amazon banner at PassTheGravyPod.com. And also, why don't you maybe go on iTunes, give us a 5-star review, and you know, why don't we do this thing where you guys just roast us, just try and roast us on our iTunes review with the 5 stars, and we'll start going through and we'll start reading them.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a little bit we do.
Yeah,
that'd be funny.
I like it. Did you just think of that?
Yeah,
good for you.
I mean, I'm trying to get people to go review us. Yeah. It helps us show up higher on iTunes, mm-hmm. so more people notice us, and then you can be the people that started the revolution. You know, we're 3 years strong.
Three years ago
on Sunday, we put out the first episode. How about that, huh? So thanks for being a part of this gang. In our we're going on 4 years now. But okay, let's get right in to the answer segment of the podcast. Podcast.
Just answer the question.
Why don't you just answer the question?
No, it's no big deal.
Yeah, answer the question.
Don't change the subject. Just answer the fucking question.
Answers. Coming out the gate, our girl TJ Ivy.
TJ,
I love me some TJ Ivy. She's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, TJ says, What is a worst bathroom conundrum to find yourself in? And she gives us two options: finishing a shower on a cold day,
finishing
a hot shower on a cold day and realizing you forgot a towel, or finishing a poop and realizing you have no toilet paper.
Ooh. I got a third one for you.
All right, what's your third one?
Accidentally taking a poop or getting out of the shower and having to shit. Is that not the worst? You got to jump back in the shower after that, right?
Yeah.
I do.
Or, do you ever run out of toilet paper and you don't have any more toilet paper? So you're like, fuck, now I got to shower. I got a shower and turn the shower into the old bidet.
Yeah, old bidet. Yep, pretty much.
I bought a new shower head because I was really shitty, the one that came with the apartment.
Uh-huh.
And I got one that has like the two settings on it. So nice. It's got the regular setting and it's just got the jet.
Oh, yeah.
And that's that works as a bidet when you forget
those
the...
butt cheeks apart.
I know, it's the worst. It's like, all right, let's get it out.
That's bad.
I hate it.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. But like, I've had to do it a couple times when you run out of toilet paper.
I thought of it. You know, there's certain things.
You don't live with a chick, though. Chicks go through way more toilet paper.
I was thinking about that earlier. Yeah, I know that.
They gotta wipe everything all the time.
I know.
It's crazy.
There are certain things. I think I may have talked about this, but there are certain things in the world that you shouldn't skimp on.
And toilet paper is one.
Toilet paper is definitely one of them. There are three that I never you don't have to buy the most expensive brand, but you definitely for damn sure don't want to buy the cheapest brand.
You buy 2-ply for sure.
Absolutely buy 2-ply.
Perhaps that's Charmin. A given. I like Charmin.
Charmin is good. But toilet paper is one you don't skimp on.
All right.
Paper towels is another one you don't skimp on. You don't really want cheap paper towels or rough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as bad as toilet paper, but to me, trash bags is another one. You definitely want to buy the cheap trash bags. You don't ever think about it,
and then you buy the shit trash bags.
Yeah.
Like, we have a little corner store
at
my apartment.
I was in the same
you go there,
thing.
And it's basically made out of paper.
They're basically made
out of paper. So you, like,
it's a newspaper.
You shake it to open it and go, ripped, and it's gone.
Exactly.
What? Okay, cool.
I'm telling you.
Everything drips through it.
Go ahead and, like, look at the brand of toilet paper that you were going to buy, and then say to yourself, oh, I'll spend 75 cents.
And buy in bulk.
Yeah, never run out.
Who buys the 6-pack?
Dumbasses. That's who.
You shouldn't buy the 6-pack of toilet paper.
Hillary supporters. They buy the 6-pack.
Let's not label people, all right? We're not going to just classify them into one group, Chris.
I just realized it's like, you know what I was going to say? I was going to say Obama voters buy 6, but I can't.
He's not our president anymore. Dude, do you think he's just having the best time?
Well, I'm sure he's chilling, dude. Chilling on a golf course. Fucking whores.
Or Michelle.
Meech, as I call her.
Meech.
Anyways, yeah, so what's the worst bathroom conundrum?
Finishing a hot shower on a cold day and realizing you forgot a towel.
That's not that bad.
Or finishing a poop and realizing you have no toilet paper. I'd say that would be worse because then you got chores to do after that.
I mean, it can be fixed. Just go across the room.
And with the shower one, you might have to use up 2 showers and have to like wipe down the floor because
mm-hmm.
it's wet.
Mm-hmm.
Or what I would always do is I would dry off. Then I go get the dish towel we mm-hmm. use on the refrigerator. Use that one. Throw that in the laundry because you were going to get rid of that anyway.
Yep.
So, I would go toilet paper, TJ. That was a very good question, though. Very thought-provoking. Sean Comets, another MVP of the podcast, writes in, and he says, rooms.
I just read the next one.
Rooms. Just permanent tents.
I like it. I feel like we've had one like this before. I feel like we just had one.
I don't know. We probably have like 10 answers questions that are just reworded.
Sure. All right, rooms. Just permanent tents.
Yep. Yeah. It's like a permanent circus tent.
I suppose. I'll allow it. I'll allow
it's pretty
Sean.
Simple and to Sean the point. Comments. I mean, do you own a tent? Did you ever? You're not a camping guy, are you?
No. We did the thing, you know, where we camp in the backyard.
Okay, can I tell you a backyard camping
go
story?
Ahead. Go ahead.
All right, so I was in Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. I was in Boy Scouts growing up. Whoa. Well, I learned how to be a better man, and I learned how to tie knots.
I don't know
not
why,
really tie knots, because when I get to that,
taught,
I quit.
I was always taught to hate the boys. Like, I thought Boy Scouts were just the douchiest.
Because they wouldn't
douches.
Let the gays in, huh? Was that it?
No,
now they
because,
let the gays in, so
because,
it's okay.
Because, when I grew up, the Boy Scouts were, like, they didn't play any sports or anything. They were just in the Boy Scouts. That
See,
was
we
the,
played sports, but,
no,
like,
I just
had friends that were in it, so I was like, okay.
Right.
And we signed up when they came to school and got y'all jacked up, and all me and my friends signed up. And then they put you in troops. You don't pick
remember,
the troops. I got put in the wrong troop with the kids I wasn't friends with. And I was
remember,
like, fuck, this sucks.
I just remember being in, like, sixth grade, you know, and saying, why are you in Boy Scouts?
I was out of it by then.
Oh, I know. I'm sure you were because, you know, you're normal. I remember being in sixth grade and, like, why the fuck are you in Boy Scouts? And his quick, ready, prepared comeback was always, always... It looks really good on a college application. I'm like, first off, you were told to say that by your parents because, you know, you came home one day and you were crying because the kids were making fun of you because you were in Boy Scouts in the 6th and 7th grade. And they said, well, just tell the kids he makes it look good on a college application. So that's like...
Do you remember
you're,
all
and you're
that
not even
shit?
Thinking about college in the 6th grade, pussy.
Future business leaders of America looks good on a college thing. So, hey, guys, colleges just want your money.
Yeah.
Fun fact. Like, I had shit grades when I went to college, guys.
Yeah.
I didn't have any cool stuff on my resume.
Right. Boy Scouts. I'm sorry. Tell your Boy Scout facts.
Okay, so that's not what it's called. So I told you, like, me and my friends, all were like, let's sign up for Boy Scouts. We signed up. They put us into two troops at our school. Yeah. I was in the one with none of my friends. So I was immediately upset about this.
With Butters.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a South
Park. I was
Park.
With the Butters.
I feel like South Park episode, like, Kyle wants to be in Boy Scouts. And he
well, I remember that was the first time that, like, this kid wasn't at school, and then I was like, oh, we don't have a Boy Scout meeting. Awesome!
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, no, we're still going to have the meeting. I was like, well, if he's sick, we can't go. His name was Eamon. Eamon Frawley.
Oh, my
Eamon
God.
Eamon Frawley was
Jesus.
His name. Now that I remember it. Shout out to Eamon if he's listening. Probably not listening. But, so we lived in Atlanta, and I was in Eamon Frawley, and I believe his dad was the troop leader. And we were going to do a camping trip.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like, okay, cool. And we had this place we were going to go camp. And we show up. My dad had our yellow, orange, and green tent that he brought. We had all of our stuff. We were ready to go. And we showed up. And they're like,
I think I've heard this.
You know what? We decided we didn't really want to do all that. It's a lot to deal with. We're going to just camp in the backyard. And I remember my dad being like,
nope.
We're going to camp in the backyard. Like, you could tell, like, as a kid, it didn't ring a bell. But, like, now, looking back, it's like, he was pissed off.
Yeah,
but, like,
right.
You mean I was taking my kid fucking camping, and we're going to stay in your backyard, you jackass? And they're like, yeah, you know, we don't have to worry about, like, cooking and everything. And it's like, that's like, do you guys know what camping is? Are we not? Are they Boy Scouts that are learning how to do things and fend on their own?
Right.
Fend for themselves? Oh, well, no, we don't need to cook. We could get my wife to cook and just bring us
seriously.
The pizza bagels out there. It's like, no, I want to cook hot dogs on a fucking open flame like a man.
Exactly, like you're supposed to.
I want
to
do that. And my dad's like, okay. And they were like, well, we got this 12-person tent, so everybody can stay in that. And my dad's like, yeah, we're not going to stay in that tent. Like, I remember, like my dad, like, playing part of it, was friendly with everybody. Then to me, he's like, yeah, we're not staying in that tent. We're staying in our own. And, like, I remember the sun was, like, just coming up, and my dad was like, hey, let's get up.
Let's go. Let's get the hell out
of like, we got up, we packed up as fast as we could, and just bailed. Didn't say bye to anybody.
God.
He was like, fuck that shit. No, like...
You
could tell
to your
my
dad
was.
This?
Yeah, I did, and he was just like, "Yeah, I was really frustrated.
I did not."
He's like, "I mean, I didn't want to be doing that anyways. It was my Friday night, and then we were camping in someone's backyard."
Oh, you know, your mom probably had to beg him, like, "Oh my God, go! What's your dad's name?
Mark.
Go ahead."
Yeah,
Mark.
No, I'm sure. Like, I'm sure Cam and Mark were Mark especially, but I'm sure that. he was pretty pissed, but it was just funny being like, oh, okay.
That's a sitcom.
Like, we can go, and I was like, yeah, we get to leave? Awesome.
Yeah.
But, that was my backyard camping story.
There you go.
So, rooms, permanent tents. I would say that's cool,
I'll
Sean.
I'll allow it.
Moving on, Andrew Rose. I don't believe he's written in before, so welcome to the podcast. He says, funny or creepy? And he gives us a couple of choices. All right, no. All right, he says, funny or creepy?
Just
saying
two
he,
choices.
No, just...
It's either funny or
it's
creepy.
Yeah. Funny or creepy? Saying, here comes the milkman, just before climax, when making love to a man, woman, or clown. I don't know why he included clown, but
neither
do I. I'll give him extra credit points for that, just okay. for thinking outside the box.
I mean, are clowns not men or women?
Hey, there's multiple genders now, Chris.
Okay, I get it. I think it's funny. That's one of the funniest things.
Here comes the milkman.
Here comes the milkman.
Here comes the milkman.
I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
That is pretty good. what's the craziest thing you've ever yelled out at the peak?
I don't really like talk.
You never yelled out like put that bag back on your face or something.
God bless America. Trump's America now.
Make America great again.
I think that would be a good one. What about you?
I don't know. I'm trying to think about that. I don't think I've yelled out anything like that. That's a weird thing. I don't think people do that in real life.
Are you sure, though?
Probably.
Can you rule it out officially?
No. I can't think of anything.
Okay, well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no.
I say it's funny. Do you say
I think
funny?
It is funny as shit.
Agreed.
And if any of you guys listening or reading, those of you reading out there, if you want to take this into your own hands, you know, I want you to be with another a woman, perhaps, and I want you to try this. And just right as you're approaching climax, I want you to go, "Here comes the milkman!" And I want you to tell us how it goes. All right? Hashtag milkman. @PassageGayPod, @Alex J. Middleton, and @ChrisHogan82. So, yeah, there we go. That's a good question. Cameron Hurd writes in again and says, "Is it a weird thing to ask someone who's reading a newspaper if they're done with the obituaries?" Like, I guess because you'd be like, can I borrow the sports section? You don't have the sports section or the funnies, the business section perhaps, but hey, are you finished reading the obituaries?
Hey, can I see those obits? That's pretty bad.
My grandma reads the obituaries.
Does she really? My grandmother reads the entire paper.
How long does it take to read the whole paper?
I don't know. I have no idea. I used to read the paper. I used to read the sports.
Yeah, me too. I didn't read the funnies ever.
No. I used to do the crosswords, or I used to try to do the crosswords.
Yeah, I was really shitty at the crosswords. Yeah. Emma's really good at crosswords. She still does crosswords from time to time. That's why she's so much smarter than me, because she's keeping that brain active.
Here comes the milkman. Here comes the milkman. Oh, man. I like it.
Yeah, like the obituaries, do a lot of people typically read those, you think?
I read them for the funny ones, like I remember.
But how do you know which ones are funny?
Well, the news will tell me, like, "You should see this old lady's obituary. She said she lived to be 99 by drinking 16 Coca-Colas and eating tree bark." So, those are good. Like, this one I read, this one lady's obituary was pissed off because her last president, or no, she was happy that she died before Trump became president or something like that. So those obituaries are entertaining.
Well.
There you go.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. If I die tomorrow, I want you to write my obituary. I want you to write something nice.
Oh, I'll make you a great obituary, buddy.
I appreciate it.
If you guys want to take this into your own hands as well, if you would like to send us like a 140 character obituary, you know, we got to start practicing. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, pretend mm-hmm. we died at @PassageGayPod, @AlexJMiddleton.
You're asking a lot of people today.
I'm just saying, I like it when they're active.
I know.
And I feel like we've had some more activity from our followers and our listeners Agreed. And our readers lately.
Agreed.
So I'd like it to keep going on. You Agreed. Know what I'm saying? All right, Robert Cusino or Cousin O?
Cousin O. Let's just go Cousin O.
I like Cusino.
Okay.
Agree to disagree. This is a very important question, he says. Would you rather have parents or a pet dragon?
Is this written by a 6-year-old?
It seems like it, which is why I picked it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with parents.
Would you rather have parents or a pet dragon?
I'm going to go with parents.
But think
no.
of how cool a no. pet dragon would be.
No.
I think they made 2 movies about it. How to Train Your Pet Dragon, How to Train Your Pet Dragon 2.
I think it's just How to Train Your Dragon.
Or well, it would be pet. Your pet dragon, right? If it's your dragon, it's
I
your
get
pet,
it. Okay,
right?
Whatever. I've not seen any of the movies anymore.
I mean, a pet dragon would be awesome. I can see a lot of downsides for a dragon. You know what I mean? Just the size. Size, obviously.
Obviously.
Fitting in certain places. It's not allowed a lot of places.
Can you think of somebody having a therapy dragon and taking it on an airplane?
Oh, he's fine. He just gets grouchy. He's a
breathing fire.
You just burned the whole plane. They're all dead.
I'm going to stick with parents.
Yeah, I'm going to go parents, too. Mm-hmm. I think that that's a lot less to deal with in the long run. You know what I'm saying? Agreed. A lot less dangerous as well, depending on who your parents are, unless it's Casey Anthony. And then maybe Casey Anthony's baby would have picked pet dragon. So I don't know. Yeah, thanks, guys, for writing in. If you would like to contribute to the answer segment, passagreypod@gmail.com is where you can email us, like I've said about four times already, @passagreypod on Twitter. You can hashtag answers, or you can tweet them to me directly @AlexJMiddleton or Chris@ChrisHogan82. Guys, thanks for tuning in once again. Really think that the year of the gravy is still off to a great start.
Absolutely. Going on our fourth year.
We're not backing down, motherfuckers. So you're either with us or you're without us. And I don't give a shit if Donald Trump's in charge now. We're in charge.
Yes,
this is our inauguration, bitches.
We the people.
All right, guys. Until next week, I want you to go out there and, as the kids say, pass the gravy. Bitches! Definitely not as tight as it was.